This is the meditation to help you release self-judgment, to understand your place within the ascension stairway of conscious development, and to connect to the Patal Guardians. So take a deep breath and bring yourself into your vertical tube. This is the central column that runs through your field with the funnel of your crown chakra on the top and the funnel of your root chakra on the bottom. Bring the energy in through the top of your head and then let it cascade down through your vertical tube all the way down and come out underneath your feet. Take another deep breath and run the energy through your system like that again. Good. We are going to tune in to our place within the ascension stairway. And we will also find where we have unfinished things to clean up. So envision the ascension stairway. You can imagine as a staircase, literally a giant winding staircase moving up in front of you. Envision yourself as a soul. You are this light being. The top of the staircase is essentially a return to oneness, while having individuality of your unique, true soul essence. Right now, we are at the very bottom of the staircase. This is the place where we are experiencing reality more like a plant would. We are just present. We are just here. We don't really desire anything. We are just sort of content. The only needs we have are survival needs. Food, water, shelter, they're very basic. Progress past that step. You can walk up the staircase. In the next step, there is an experience of desiring something you want. Allow yourself to desire something. It's not about if you get it or not, just allow yourself to desire. Good. Notice how this step is a little different than the previous one. Some of you might have had an issue, the wound, actually at the very first step. Not having basic survival needs met. Those are the baby wounds. Some of you might notice that you have some lessons unfinished in a desire stage because maybe you were not taught how to desire. This is the kindergarten stage of consciousness. Notice how it feels on that step of the staircase. Great. Now we're going to progress to the next level. This would be equivalent of a primary school for your soul development. Take a step further up. Now in this level, what you have is your needs, your desires, and you also have your family, your group, something you belong to. And as you progress from that step, further up along the path in your ascension stairway, you will arrive into need for belonging. So if in a previous step, the primary school step, you had some belonging to a group, but it was not needed, you were more like recognizing, oh, here it is, I'm part of this group versus that group. But then as you progress further up, now those groups are a definition of you. This is the tribal level, the middle school level. Notice if you have any unfinished lessons on either one of those steps. Did you have some issues with being rejected? Perhaps you have some wound of not feeling like you belong and then trying really hard to belong because you feel the need to belong to a tribe. It's all okay. We are witnessing what our wounds are. You don't have to go into them, but notice where something pops up in your awareness. Because as you go through this staircase, I am guiding you in a frequency range upgrade. You're actually experiencing different level. So right now in this tribal level, you are part of a group. And if this is constricting, you might have an issue with entrapment or issue with self-limitation. That would be all on the same level here. Or it could be an issue with not belonging, being rejected, being terrified of not being part of something, trying to fit in, pleasing. All that is within this step, all those issues. So explore what shows up for you here. What unfinished lessons do you have at this step of Ascension Stairway? Make sure you're breathing and that the energy still circulates up and down your vertical tube. Good. Now we're going to go to the next level. The next level is beginning of individuality. This is where you feel yourself as a separate from the tribe. You are not needing the tribe anymore. And you might be a little bit bored at this stage. This is the stage when you want to play with life by controlling it, by manipulating it, by bending it to your will. This is the beginning of ambition. So in this stage, it's still a very negative ambition. It's just selfishly wanting something. So notice if you have some issues there. Might not be something that you yourself experience, but this might be the place where you judge others experiencing this stage. Recognize this individual anchor within this stage. This is when all the attention, all the awareness of the individual person, of this being, used to be on a tribe, so outwards, and then it's redirected inwards. But it's not a positive, harmonious inwards yet. It's more separated, selfish, I want what I want. Okay, now we're going to move further along the ascension stairway. The next level is the cause level. This is the higher high school level. This is where we stand up for a cause. Notice your reaction there. Is this the level where you get frustrated? Is this where you have some wounds of others not standing up for some cause you believe in? Is this the level where you feel you have to defend against people who try to make you stand up for the cause that they believe in? Perhaps this is the place where you are noticing your own judgment of yourself about not wanting to stand up for some cause that you think you should stand up for. All those issues, they are unfinished lessons within this particular stage of consciousness. Great. Take a breath, and now we're going to move on to the next level. So we're going up. The next level is the level of connectedness and compassion. This is the good neighbor level. This is where we understand that all this fighting for the cause and all this separation, all this tribal, one group against another, doesn't really change anything. It's cyclical, it just keeps going and going and going. And the only thing that actually changes the world for the better is when we care, when we love unconditionally, when we stop caring about this religion versus that religion, this country versus that country, when it becomes all just human race, all just animals, all just nature, when we start to love with this unconditionality component, this is a place that our heart opens up in. It feels really good to arrive there. There's a certain level of just kind of basic taking care of life. It feels somewhat restful. This is the Mother Teresa level. When she arrived past the cause in her own journey, the guru level, past that into essentially being with the masses that were suffering and helping in the smallest way she could, no matter what, just continuously helping. So that's the level of service. This is where the compassion and service and unconditionality lives. Notice if you have any issues in that level. A lot of times this is where spiritual arrogance also begins. When we start to judge someone at the lower level of consciousness who has not gotten to this one yet. This is the level of consciousness where we might experience pain about the human condition. And then we resist the pain we experience, which leads us into our own lessons of understanding our own perception and why we see things the way we see them. Good. Now we're going to go one more step on the ascension stairway. So step up. Now you're at the next level of spiritual development. This is when you understand that you create your reality. This is where you understand that nothing around you is real. Only the perception of how you believe about it makes it real. This is the level where we start to understand how reality of the universe is made. This is where we go beyond suffering, because we understand that suffering is also perception. We understand at this level that suffering is part of the separation perception, and that if one moves beyond that, joy and unconditional love is available no matter what experience there is. We understand that how we feel, how we think, how we act, all of that affects reality, not only for ourselves, but for everybody involved, because we understand we share consciousness. That's the morphogenic field concept. That is apparent at that stage of spiritual development. This is where our service becomes more about how we affect morphogenic fields, what kind of example we provide, not by directly engaging matter reality, but by internal belief and adjustment. So notice if you have any issues there. A lot of times the ego personality that had issues with expanded reality perception, right at that stage, it would want to scream really loudly about it's not real, you can't, it's not happening. So this is all self-judgment and self-minimizing that can happen on this particular level. Ready for one more? We're going to take one more step on the ascension stairway. So take a deep breath and propel yourself forward. The next level is when we are God. Not necessarily when we become the God, obviously, we have not finished the process of evolving. But this is where we know that holographically we are God, that the God-like energy is within us, and that our ability to create is the same as God-like ability. That's where we really understand truly what multidimensionality is, how the entire reality is made, how all the beings are tapestry, different components, how everything is woven together. This is the level where we begin to create, begin to truly create God-like. So after that, there are different levels, kind of like guardians that actually create life forms and simulations and all that. So that goes beyond that. So notice where you had your issues. Now that you're at that high point of I am mirror of God. God is within me. I am the source energy. I am the universe. So turn around and look down along the steps of the stairs you just walked up. That's where you really belong, at the top. And the steps down, you have noticed on which steps you had issues. Might have been more than one. That's okay. Those are the clues where you need to be focusing to learn those lessons. But your soul is actually at the top. So take a deep breath again. Bring that beautiful energy of the higher step of the ascension stairway through your body, vertically from the top down. Let it run through you like a waterfall. Another deep breath and out. Be love. Be free. Be God.